Six Radio and beyond. There's been some blogging and tweeting lately. I don't know if there's actually been an audio conversation, i.e. face-to-face or even over Skype, about the issue of copyright on the radio station and the role of deviants in the radio station. I'm not so much interested in the copyright issue, as it's not my revolution. I've always said since the beginning of DS106 Radio, if it ever got terminated or anything negative happened to any of the participants due to copyright, I would probably lose all faith in humanity, just given the small number of people that participate, the large amount of love and hope and community that's built around music that is licensed and not ours. So, that aside, I want to speak to the issue of deviance. I think the first thing we need to do is define deviance in the way that we use it, in the way that we're all talking about it or thinking about it over the last few days. For me, deviance is defined, and how I've been defining it as I've been reading it, contemplating it, is breaking a rule, whether it's a law or a social norm, with intention. And not with intention to break the rule, but with intention, with knowing. So, with intention to break it as an act of rebellion, whatever level of rebellion, or knowingly breaking a rule or a social norm. To me, that is deviant. Now we can talk about our responsibilities as caring and loving citizens if we didn't, democracy or would-be democracy on our best days, and the role of following rules, whether they're social mores or laws, but that's not really the point. The point for me and the critique about the conversation of deviance and even being deviant is you're not really deviant if there's nothing to be deviant against, right? And so the imagination that the law is going to lean down on DS106 Radio for playing copyrighted music, to me, isn't an act of deviance. The imagination that there are people out there in the world that are lurking about, that want to hate on our way of being, the way that we've evolved as a community, once again, I think it's imagination. It's not deviance to me. Deviance to me stands aside from other behavior when you are actually within a space or interacting with other people that are calling the question. They're actually questioning your behavior. The law is pushing back. It's coming down. The social mores are presenting pressures that you can't deal with. Or there are other individuals in the community that are speaking up against what you believe and how you're behaving. Then, and only then, are you actually being a deviant. Otherwise, you're operating within a community that actually possesses the same or similar, along a sliding scale, of course, of beliefs and values that you do. So there's no deviance in this community. Now, we could say that the community spawned out of deviance or an idea of how to create a space that was pushing back against regulation. But if we look back on the archives and, you know, the things that folks have posted about the history and the inception of the radio station wasn't spawned out of deviance. The radio station was spawned out of a conversation about, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we did an audio component, a radio station? And we could say why. And the response would probably be, and this is what brought a lot of us to the station, is a lot of us love music. We are in love with music, we're in love with people who love music, and we've participated in radio in some way, shape, or another before. That's how the radio station got formed. What happens after the formation of the radio station and the discourse that surrounds the formation of the radio station? We could say, well, there's a discourse surrounding the radio station that is provocative, liberatory, and maybe even deviant. But I fall back on the idea that to be deviant, you actually have to have some threat. There has to be something that you're trying to get away from. And the obtuse notion, although it exists, but the pressure is not on us, and we do not exist in a direct confrontation with law or even social mores that are telling us that what we're doing is not right. Until that happens to DS106 Radio, I argue that we are not being deviant in this space when we interact with the radio, when we interact with the community, and when even when people begin to question it at sessions, at conferences where we're presenting. We're not being deviant. The discourse could exist about deviance, but it's not based on real deviance. It's based on the fantasy of being deviant and rebellious and against the grain and punk. And it's not a fantasy for a lot of us because most of us, I would argue, have those beliefs. But we are operating within a very safe bubble. And until that bubble is threatened by outside forces that are telling us that we cannot do it or that begin to critique us and break it apart, I don't think deviance comes into the question. This has been an editorial by Dr. Garcia on DS106 Radio.
She makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes. Cherish the things she knows. Says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. She makes me wanna die. Change my stride, then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution. Walking on the moon. And how could you dare? And who do you think you are? You're insignificant. A small piece, an ism. No more, no less. You try to learn the universe. Not even conversing universe. You know it's ironic. Smoking hydroponic. She makes me wanna die. And change my stride. Then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes. And cherish the things she knows. Says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. And change my stride, then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution. Walking on the moon. And how could you dare? Who do you think you are? You're insignificant. A small face, a ism. No more, no more. to learn the universe and can't even converse in universe. You know.
Let's go.